Welcome, everyone. This is Lots of Love Ministries. We're glad you joined us today. I have a short message that I believe the Lord wants to share. But, really, it's not about how long the message is. It's about making sure that you share exactly what God wants to say. And sometimes he has a short message. So today we're going to talk about the God who opens and closes doors. Revelation 3, 7 through 8 says, "This is what the Holy One, the true one, the one who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, says, I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door, which no one can shut, because you have a little power. And have kept my word, and have not denied my name." This verse is in the context of messages to the seven churches in Revelation, and this is to the church Philadelphia. You notice that, first of all, for the door to open, they had deeds that could be known, and they had a little power. And so we have power in the name of Yeshua. And they have kept his word and have not denied his name. So for doors to open in your life, you must first have deeds that can be known, have a little power, keep his word, and not deny his name. But imagine standing in front of a large, heavy door. You push and push, but it won't budge, no matter how hard you try. It stays shut. That's frustrating, don't you think? And I think that communicates frustration. Now imagine another door. This one opens easily, almost on its own. Opportunity awaits on the other side. That's exciting. Or it could be exciting. Maybe you peek through the door. And you're not so sure about what you see on the other side. But today, we're going to explore a powerful promise for Revelation. Yeshua is the one who holds the key of David and the authority to open and close doors in our lives. In ancient Israel, the key of David symbolized authority and power. Isaiah 22:22 says, "I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. He will open and none will shut, and he will shut and none will open." Yeshua is the Holy One and the true one, and he holds this key. He decides what doors open and close for us, and no one can override his decisions. To the church in Philadelphia, Yeshua said, "Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut." And that was a wonderful promise for them and is for us as well. An open door represents opportunity, invitation, and a blessing. It's a chance to serve, to grow, to experience something new and good. But notice, this open door is not just about personal success and comfort. It's about keeping God's word and not denying his name. It's about faithfulness, obedience, and boldness. And here's a crucial point. When Yeshua opens a door, he often requires us to take the first step in faith. He may not force it wide open, and he definitely will not drag us through it. It has to be our choice. He has given us free will to choose. So we must choose to not only step towards a door, but if it opens, then we can step through in obedience with courage and boldness. He invites us to trust him, to be brave, to step out and see what happens next. Many of you are afraid to take a step towards a door to see if it'll even open. Maybe you see an open door, don't think you want what is through it. But are you making choices based on your own desires, your own likes and dislikes? Or are you willing to lay down your life for your Lord and Savior and do whatever he asks of you? Are you going to trust and obey him or run towards another door screaming, "I don't want that"? Just as Yeshua opens doors, he also closes them. Sometimes a shut door is a blessing in disguise. It might protect us from something harmful or distract us from God's best. And yes, we've talked before, I think, about God's permissive will and God's perfect will. God may permit you to do some things, but it's really not his best. We want to always seek God's best. And when a door closes, we have to trust him. We have to say it's for our best. A closed door can also be a test of that trust and submission. Do we get angry and try to force things? Or do we accept what God knows what's best? Yes, that's something to think about. Sometimes we really wanted that job, or we really wanted to do that thing. And so we get angry when God closes the door and we get denied something. And then we try to force it, force our way in. And that is never a good choice. You don't want to force your way into people's lives or into a job that God doesn't want you to have. Apply for all the jobs you want, but and trust God to open the door for the job he wants you to have. Amen? Don't force your way into other people's lives. You may actually really like that person, but if you force a friendship or a relationship, it might not turn out as good as you think it will. Wait for God to open the door and let you know that, yes, that's the one that you should be in a relationship with, whether it's romantically, friendship, or a business partnership, any relationship. You must see that entering into that relationship is an open door or a closed door, depending on the situation. And trust the Lord whether the door opens or the door closes. How do we respond when God opens the door? With gratitude? With courage? With a willingness to step through in faith? Or fear and rebellion? And when he closes a door, will we respond with trust, patience, and a prayer like, "God, what are you teaching me through this? Show me the next step." Or will we get mad and try to force a door you think you want to go through? It is a choice, and choices have consequences, either good, which we call blessings, or bad, which we call punishments or curses. But we always have a choice in every situation. And remember, your choices don't affect just you. They affect everyone in your sphere of influence. Well, doors are a part of life, both literal and spiritual. And Yeshua, the one who holds the key of David, is actively involved in opening and closing those doors. May we be like the church in Philadelphia, faithful and obedient, ready to walk through the open doors he gives us. And when doors shut, may we trust in his goodness and wisdom. Amen. Let's pray. Yeshua, thank you for being the one who opens and closes doors. Give us wisdom to recognize your workings in our lives. Help us to trust you, whether doors are opening or closing. Give us the courage to take that first step of faith and be bold and courageous in you, knowing that whichever path you have us walk, if it's your path, it's a good path. We want to walk in your best today and always. Help us to do that, Lord. Help us to do it with gratitude, and boldness, thinking more highly of others than ourselves, and doing what you want us to do, even when it doesn't seem like something we want to do. As many times doors open and we are like, I'm not sure I want to do that. And so we turn around and walk away. And sometimes we even run away screaming, no, I don't want to go through that door. But help us to trust you and your wisdom. Go through open doors that you open in our lives with boldness and courage. And when you close a door, help us to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are protecting us and looking out for our best. We thank you. Thank you for this message today, Lord, to encourage us to make the right choices to the doors in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, I hope this helped you and encouraged you. And if you are doing this and trusting the Lord with the doors in your life, then this will be an encouragement that you're on the right track. But if you've been kind of resisting open doors in your life, then I want to encourage you to be bold and courageous and obedient to the Lord and walk through those doors. Amen. So until next time, may you have shalom in your home.